Coming up this Saturday, Roger Sherman Baldwin Park in Greenwich. It's the Last Taste of Summer Craft Beer Festival. And in the studio with me right now on First Thing Fairfield County on 95.9 The Fox is Daphne Dixon, the co-founder and the executive director of Live Green Connecticut, who is putting on the Last Taste of Summer Craft Beer Festival. Daphne, how's it going?
It is going great. I just want to thank you so much for having me in today to talk about the Last Taste of Summer. Thank you so much.
Of course, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in today on, well, what's a lousy day, but it's going to be much better when we get to this weekend.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful, sunny, 70 degrees, blue sky, gorgeous day to be out.
That's exactly what we're looking forward to for this craft beer festival. Now, is this the first time you guys are doing this event? Is this an annual event?
This is an annual event, and actually for years we did an event called Live Green Connecticut. It was a family festival, and we did that for years in Norwalk. And, you know, we just wanted to broaden the market, and we wanted to reach out to more people, and so we decided that a craft beer festival would be a great way to spread our environmental message and have a lot of fun.
Excellent. So we're really looking forward to it. And of course, you know, you say craft beer festival, everybody's going to come. That's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Yes.
Now, for those who don't know, exactly what is Live Green Connecticut?
So Live Green Connecticut we're a 501c3, and our mission is to integrate the sustainable development goals, the goals that the world leaders agreed to at the Paris Treaty in 2015, into local community metric-driven initiatives that will make the world a better place.
Wow.
So that's a mouthful. So what does that really mean? So what that means is we have programs. We have a new program called Start in Your Own Front Yard. And it's actually a litter cleanup program where we've done a pilot, actually. We've already had almost 100 volunteers clean up 1,000 pounds of plastic and litter that would otherwise go into storm drains.
Oh.
So it's a really great program, Start in Your Own Front Yard. And the way it integrates into the sustainable development goals is that there's 17 sustainable development goals, and goal 14 is life below water. And the first task of goal 14 is that the world agreed that in 2025, we would eliminate land-based litter. Nobody really knows about these goals. So this program, Start in Your Own Front Yard, not only educates people on the sustainable development goals and lets them know, you know, what the world agreed to, but it also gives people an opportunity to start in their own front yard and to pick up a straw or piece of litter and put it where it belongs and get it off a street or a roadway so it doesn't end up in our oceans.
It's really a lot of sort of common sense tasks that people can do.
Absolutely.
So if you just see, you know, a wrapping paper, what's the word I'm looking for? A potato chip bag.
Anything.
That just blew in the wind.
Yes.
Pick it up and throw it out appropriately.
Throw it out, yeah, yeah.
Now, a lot of our local towns are actually taking the initiative to eliminate some plastics.
Yeah, that's
I know,
a big deal.
So it was 10 years ago was Westport.
Yes.
There's no plastic bags in any of the shopping.
So it's very specific. So all the ordinances are very specific. It's a certain type of bag. It's a certain thickness. So these ordinances don't ban all plastic.
Okay.
Like, for example, they don't ban, like if you go to the dry cleaner and there's that wrap that goes over, it doesn't ban things like that at all. It just bans certain types of plastic bags. So sometimes people get a little nervous. They think, oh, you know, all the plastic's going to be gone. Now, that wouldn't necessarily be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is, these ordinances are very specific. So yes, Westport did it about 10 years ago.
And Greenwich was last year.
Yes.
Stamford is looking into it right now.
They just passed something,
yesterday. This week. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. So they're on board now too, in dozens of towns across the state.
And I think Weston later this month is also going to be discussing it as well.
Yeah, and there's also people that are interested in doing some sort of statewide ban. So this, you know, there's a statewide movement as well to do something. And then also it's really important that towns also take their own initiative.
Well, we're getting there. First steps to take.
Yes,
and we
hope.
Are getting there. And Live Green Connecticut, that's what it's all about. And they're putting together the Last Taste of Summer Craft Beer Festival this weekend, this Saturday in Greenwich at Roger Sherman Baldwin Park. So what can we expect? I know there's over 30 breweries and about 100 samples that are going to be on display.
Yes, yeah, so many samples. So we've got, as you said, over 30 breweries. And, you know, for those that think, well, you know, craft beer is a nice thing, but, you know, it's not my favorite thing. There's lots of things for those people as well. We have, have you ever heard of tree water?
No, so, I've heard those two words separately.
So we have a wonderful new business. It's actually selling this nationally, and they have figured out how to, and there's no harm to the trees. It's sort of like if you tap maple syrup mm-hmm. out of it. There's a way with a certain kind of tree to tap a tree for water.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be, and there, it comes in flavors, so there'll be flavored water there, coffee. There's going to be honey tastings. There's going to be olive oil tastings. Have you had kombucha?
I have. It's like a cabbage, right?
No. Well, it might be, but it's also a fermented tea, which is, you're making jokes over there. But it's a fermented tea, and we have this incredible business that has this kombucha that is, I've never had better kombucha ever. And there'll be a lot of sampling. So not only is there craft beer, but there's non-alcoholic beverages, actually also non-alcoholic beer. We'll have red wine samples and white wine samples. There's ice cream. We have all kinds of food trucks. There's amazing music. And we have a lot of exhibitors. We have a company is going to be talking about solar energy, solar power, energy efficiency. There's going to be some great sort of botanical items, skincare and things like that. Physical fitness. So it's just, you know, all the kinds of things that are sort of interest to people, you know. So it's yeah, the beer's going to be good. That's for sure. And there's going to be Moscow Mules and some other specialty drinks. But it's way more than just the beer. So if you like beer, you're going to love this craft beer festival. And if you're not so sure about beer, you're going to love this craft beer festival.
Excellent. A lot of lifestyle experiences
that
people can enjoy.
That's a very good way of putting it. It's just a lot of fun.
Can kids come too?
You know, kids can come. No wristbands for the kids.
Sure.
So there's no children's activities.
Okay.
But they are, as long as they're with their parents, they are, they can come in. Yeah.
And for those that really want to experience it, I believe there's some VIP passes as well.
There are some VIP passes. So the VIP experience includes early admission. So mm-hmm. you get to come in, you know, at 12 instead of 1. And you can sample from any of the 30 breweries in the general admission area. But then there will be also special brews and pours that are not available anyplace else. That's where you're going to find your Moscow Mules. You're going to have some really delicious red wine sampling. There's going to be, this is one of my favorite things, and we didn't have this last year, but there's going to be beer and food tastings also in the VIP tent. So it's going to be great. There's also going to be a little presentation, not a presentation, but the woman who runs a ginger beer company is actually going to talk a little bit about the history of ginger beer.
Oh, wow.
And so you don't have to listen to that, but if you want to, some people like to learn a little while they're sampling. So if that's for you, great. If not, just, you know, you can turn away. it's just really going to be great. I think the food, introducing the food to the VIP tent, and non-beer options, these other options, I think is really a bonus for this.
Well,
year.
My experience at a lot of these craft beer festivals that I've been to over the years is each of the brewers, each of the individuals do explain where it came from, the origins, the sustainability, everything that goes along with that. So I would imagine that would lead into the food as well. You know, if you're into one, you're into sort of all of it.
Absolutely. I mean, people who, yeah, it's an experience. So it's just, and in addition to those things I already mentioned, we do have a lot of other food, like a lot of the food trucks will be there too.
Oh, wow.
So,
did I see the lobster craft is going to be there?
I mean, I have to have lunch like 4 times at these things, which, you know, I always do. But
well, you'll be there early, so that'll be breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, and dinner, yeah. And we're excited. We have a new food truck. It's called the Mini Munch.
Oh.
And it's actually, what I'm most excited about is that It's actually an electric truck. It's the truck. The actual truck is electric.
There's no gas.
No. So us being Live Green Connecticut, we're very excited to have Mini Munch's electric truck. And then the food that comes out of that electric truck is electrifying. And it is it's sliders and tacos and vegan.
Oh.
So we'll have a vegan option for people. We really just try to, you know, the world has changed so much. And what people want and expect and it has really changed and expanded. So we don't want to have just the same, old lobster, although the lobster is always good. But we also want to, you know, there are some people that want a different kind of choice.
Sure.
And so we just really want to be able to expand and offer, you know, delicious tastings and food samples and offers that, you know, appeal to everybody.
Well, that's the cool thing about food trucks is when when you have the options and they all have individual options within, you tend to get something you may not, you probably wouldn't have gotten normally for lunch that
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be very, very cool. The Last Taste of Summer Craft Beer Festival is happening this Saturday in Greenwich over at Roger Sherman Baldwin Park. We're chatting with Daphne Dixon, the co-founder and executive director of Live Green Connecticut. They're putting this on. And if people want to attend, and I think they do, where would they get more information and how do they get tickets?
Yes, tickets are still available. We do have some tickets left for VIP, but if you want to go VIP,
there is a limit.
Yeah, you want to get those tickets soon. So the best place to go is livegreenct.org.
Livegreenct.org, the Last Taste of Summer Craft Beer Festival. It is happening this Saturday, noon for the VIP, 1 o'clock for everybody else. Daphne Dixon, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.